It's our business of the day here on KMCH, and today we dedicate the spotlight to Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative as Christine Remley joins us once again. You know, for those who may not know, tell us, what is Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative?
So Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative is headquartered in Anamosa. We're a distribution electric co-op providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, as well as our MVLink fiber internet and telephone service to more than 14,000 members in Delaware, Dubuque, Jackson, and Jones counties, as well as portions of five surrounding counties.
Over the course of the generations, you've implemented another service, internet service.
That's right.
And most recently, you guys have been really working on changing everything over to like a fiber and a high speed system. How's progress on that?
That's correct. You know, much like back in the 1930s when co-ops brought electricity to rural Iowa, several years ago, Maquoketa Valley was kind of keeping our finger on the pulse of our membership and decided that fiber internet was the next greatest thing that we needed to roll out to our members to improve their everyday lives. And so we rolled out MVLink about 10 years ago, actually, and we have 8,000 and counting members today. We continue to build out that footprint, as you mentioned. You know, initially we built our fiber lines to mimic our electric footprint. So your listeners here who receive Maquoketa Valley Cooperative Electric Service should be able to receive our fiber internet MVLink as well. But, you know, since as we are kind of building out those initial lines, we looked at surrounding communities that maybe we don't serve with electricity, but that maybe still need a fiber connection. So we are also proud to provide MVLink fiber service to communities like Earlville, Ryan, Hopkin, and some areas of Manchester, even though we don't provide electricity to them.
You began with electric. You continue with reliable electric service. There are crews that are out there all the time helping to build and maintain a grid system it helps to serve so many people. But I thought it was kind of interesting that we're talking here in the month of May because it's Electrical Safety Month.
That's right. It's great timing for Maquoketa Valley to be the business of the day. When you work with electricity every day like we do in Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative, safety is top of mind every minute. We care about not only our co-worker safety and our worker safety, but we also care about our member safety at home too. So while we recognize National Electrical Safety Month in May, we encourage Maquoketa Valley members and the public too to take simple practical steps to ensure home safety all year round.
And it's Electrical Safety Month, but it's severe weather season.
That's right.
And the good part about it, as we mentioned, you have a dedicated crew of linemen and electricians that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when the call comes in. We've been very fortunate the last several storms that have come through. We've seen just a minimum amount of people affected.
Yes, we've been fortunate, even though sometimes, you know, when your power is out, it doesn't always feel that way. But we do have a great crew at Maquoketa Valley, both back in the office and out in the field, who work tirelessly to, you know, maintain our lines. And if we have a problem or an incident come through, that they can address it as quickly as they can. We've invested in technology over the years to be able to allow us to, you know, respond and, you know, respond to weather events and get members back on as soon as we can.
And again, we're talking members here. And I want to circle back on that because membership, it's a cooperative. When you are a part of this, you can have a deciding vote in the business of Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative. And membership has its benefits, too. I understand you're going to be renting out a movie theater here pretty quick.
That's correct. Eric, you make a great point. You know, we do, our members are members. They're member owners of the cooperative. They get to participate in the business of the cooperative at least once a year at our annual meeting, which is coming up in August in Piasta. They vote for the directors, who are also members, who sit on the board and help, you know, determine and MVEC's Path to the Future. We are hosting a couple of meetup opportunities with our members this summer, and it will be here before we know it. The first one is a new one for us, and we're really excited about it. We've reserved Voy 61 Drive-In Theater outside Maquoketa for our members to enjoy a movie, Under the Stars.
Have you been to this theater?
I have. On Wednesday, June 24th. I'm looking forward to it. Gates open at 6:30. We're going to be showing Toy Story 5.
So, oh, wow.
I know. So that will be a lot of fun. So members, MVEC and MVLink members, should watch for more details in their June Watts Current newsletter and on our social channel. So stay tuned for that. Wednesday, June 24th at Voice 61 Drive-In Theaters. Then we're also going to be meeting up with members again at the Delaware County Fair in July, on Wednesday, July 15th. More details will be coming out for that throughout the summer. So looking forward to getting out and seeing the folks in that area. And then I had mentioned that annual meeting in August. It's actually scheduled for Thursday, August 20th at the Piasta Community Center.
Well, again, if you're interested, you might already be a member, but if you want to learn more, mvec.coop is the website. You can learn all about the Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative Mission, their services, and some of the other causes that they stand behind, too, as well. Christine, it's always fun to have you here.
It's great to be here, Eric. I appreciate you having us here, and I appreciate everyone listening.
Indeed. Our business of the day, Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative, right here on Mix 94.7.